IQ Mobile.
This is KC2SYF.
XYF. All right, good morning. The name is Bill here, and just left the driveway. Looks like it's another overcast day, at least the beginning of it. Hope you're doing well.
Good morning to yourself, too. It's Sugar Yankee Fox, and yes, definitely looks overcast and a little drizzling. I'm just sitting at the hotel parking lot here in Greenville.
Well, good. Sounds like you passed through or maybe came down for some March Madness. I don't know. but anyway, hope you're staying, enjoying your stay in Greenville.
Good morning. This is Kilo Oscar Ford with USDZ with Kilo Oscar Ford, November Uniform Echo.
Good morning to you guys also. I forgot to say my name. It's Mike. And my daughter and her boyfriend are moving to Greenville. She got a job here. So we're actually moving her up, or down, I should say. And I own some property in Anderson. So eventually we're going to build a house and relocate. But right now we're just moving my daughter up. Bill, over to you, and then we can pass it around. This is Kilo Charlie 2 Sierra Yankee Fox.
Okay. Kilo Charlie 2 Sierra Yankee Fox. All right. Well, good. So you've been here probably a number of times since you got property. Well, there's a lot of people moving here, that's for sure. I tell you, I moved here in 1963, the year I graduated from high school. And I tell you what, there's been some change since then. And I tell you, the last 5 years, just unbelievable how many people are moving into the area. Just amazing. Well, I hope the new job goes well for your daughter. So you got two calls, so I wonder where you're from. The other station, go ahead and make a transmission. I didn't get all your call signs, but go ahead and make a transmission, over.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey is dead. Good morning.
To you. We're from Long Island, New York, Babylon, New York, which is 40 miles east of New York City. And our friends bought some property down here in Anderson, and we've been down here to Anderson several times, and their son lives here in Greenville, so we've come here also. So it's definitely a great little city, and yes, copy on that. A lot of people are getting out of New York. It's just changing, and I grew up in the city, you know, and I want a little bit more of a different laid-back pace. I'm retired, so it will make things a little bit easier. All right, Bob, over to you.
Here for Whiskey, was it Sierra? Go ahead and make a transmission. I forget your name. It's been a while since I talked to you. My name is Bill, over.
Good morning, Bill. This is Chandler. Charlie Hotel Alpha, November, Delta, Luna, Echo, Romeo. The call sign again is KO4WWZ, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu.
Well, it's good to hear you on this morning. And I wonder what you up to this morning, over.
I'm here with Chad up in Pickens. We're getting ready to crack this for a statewide Aries exercise that's going to happen today. Over.
Well, that's a good thing to be in. I'll be honest with you, I forgot it was Saturday. I'm just going over to the gym and work out. So, okay, so I guess it is the weekend and things like that are happening. Where is the exercise going to be? And what are you going to be doing?
Exercise will be across the state. It'll be statewide. And we will be relaying traffic for our local EOC.
An EOC?
County.
Is that the Red Cross, the EOC there?
That's in Pickens County, not Greenville.
Okay, Pickens, all right. Okay, well, wish you success on that. It's always better be prepared. All right, Mike, so you say you're waiting out in the car. Is your daughter out there? Or are you waiting for her?
My daughter, her wife, my wife, her boyfriend, and his mom are still in the hotel. I just came out, actually, to get on the radio and see what was going on, and just put a couple of things in the car. I think we're going to head out at about 8:15. We're going to get some breakfast in the hotel, and then we're going to head out to the apartment so she can get the key and finish up with the lease agreement and all of that good stuff, and then we'll start to move them in.
Hey, that's for sure. Where is she working, if you don't mind me asking?
I called Insight Global. It's something with hiring employees for different companies, having to do with social media and stuff like that.
It seems like everybody's hiring, so it sounds like a good area to be in. Excuse me. Well, I just, my in-laws, excuse me, my sister-in-law and her husband, that is my wife's sister, just spent a week with us, really, well, almost over a week. They came all the way from Upper Peninsula, Michigan, where it was in single digits. And they spent the week with us last week, and now they're in Florida. They're staying with friends all the way around, and family or friends. They this time of year, they don't stay home very often. They have a condo right on the lake. They get out of Dodge. That's their solution to all the snow and bad weather. It was actually snowing the day they left. I could not handle that, I tell you. It's bad. The winters here are bad enough, and most people don't think they're very bad, but I just do not like cold weather, period. I understand why people move south. Florida is, I tell you, I don't know how they can hold any more people. I mean, that's another destination. South Carolina is a lot better. We do have seasons. I have a brother that lives in Florida. He's lived there most of his life. He was telling me yesterday it was 90 degrees in Orlando. Over.
Hello, Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Fox. Yeah, very good on that. You know what? Florida is nice, but I'm looking at it as we'll come to South Carolina. There are seasons. We'll get to enjoy some of the seasons, the nice weather, hopefully some boating and stuff on Lake Hartwell, and then you know, somewhere down the line, if we decide to make our way down to Florida as we get older and can't take care of property and stuff like that, I think that's what our plan is. I would have liked to have been down here already. But with everything that was going on with the price of lumber, there's no house on my property, and we have to build a house, so I'm kind of trying to wait until some prices come down a little bit. So we'll see what happens there. And I've met a lot of people. I joined the Anderson Amateur Radio Club. So they've been having some meetings on Zoom, so I'm able to attend from New York. And it's just been, you know, a lot of fun, and I'm actually looking forward to it, setting up a nice station on a large piece of property instead of on my postage stamp at home that I have of, you know, 80 by 100. Back over to you.
Yeah. All right. Well, are you on the lake?
I have 7 acres on the lake.
Well, that's great. That'd be a nice place to do. I used to go down to Lake Hartwell a lot, but I had a RV camper, which I don't have anymore, but spent many, many, many days down there. That's a nice lake. Used to do a lot of fishing there. Okay, well, we moved our location about 16 years ago, but we were in the city of Greenville, and we purchased three acres out here, so I got plenty of room to put up antennas and do the radio stuff. I probably spend more time in radio than I do anything else now that I retired. Let's see, here we go. Got to watch my turn. Now I've got to reset the clock in. I've got to set the clock in my car here. It's still behind. This is my wife's car, and she told me, "Yeah, that clock didn't reset." Well, yeah, on this one it doesn't. That's one of the few things it doesn't do. It does most everything else. All right, I'm going to say 73s. I'm not far from my location. And Chandler, why don't you go ahead and take it? I'm going to get out of here and get ready. So, hope you all have a good day. K04WWZ, this is N4IQ.
In there, but very good. You enjoy the rest of your day. 73, thanks for the nice conversation, and I'll be around for the next couple of days, so I'm sure we'll talk again. 73 for now. This is Kilo Charlie 2 Sierra Yankee Fox.